Today's Namaste Yoga continues our Awakening Your True Self series, and our class today is on compassion. And welcome to episode 315 of Namaste Yoga. Thank you so much for welcoming me into your home as we journey into our innermost home over the next hour. We're continuing our Awakening to Your True Self series this week. And the four Brahma Viharas, we're on the second Brahma Vihara, compassion. And I want to thank Squeeze Yoga Clothing for my clothes. This week I'm wearing a bamboo tank with a dancing Shiv on it. And I'm wearing long purple leggings with the Om Mani Padme Om at the bottom of the right leg. And I also want to thank Dusky Leaf for my props. I've got my rubber yoga mat. And today you're going to need a bolster and two blocks. And also, I'm going to recommend that you have a folded blanket for underneath your knees. We're going to be doing a kneeling vinyasa to start. And you may also need a meditation cushion to sit on to receive the teachings, or a folded blanket or a chair. I have a SpeakPipe testimonial for you today from Barbara.
Hi, Melissa. My name is Barbara, and I have been doing yoga for probably 5 or 6 years, and then because of a series of life incidences, I stopped, and over the course of several years inactivity and stress and weight gain came my way. And so I'm now turning a corner and beginning once again to return to taking care of myself. And wanted to do yoga, but the classes that I had taken in the past would no longer meet my needs, would be way too advanced. So I Googled and looked for some easy classes and tried a number of them online and didn't seem to quite fit. And I just want to thank you for your classes because they are perfect for me. The right amount of challenge, the right amount of information, and I so appreciate your approach to taking care of yourself, to listening to your body, to understanding the mechanics of the movements, and then also the philosophical and spiritual side of things to cause us to ponder and contemplate. So I just wanted to thank you for extending yourself and for providing these classes. I look forward to growing stronger, growing more flexible, and in general, just continuing my yoga practice. And thanks to you, I will be able to do that much more easily and in the comfort of my own home. So thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Barbara, for your kind words and your testimonial. I really admire the way you have returned to your own self-care. And also, I want just to draw everybody's attention to the way that she spoke about resonating with the spiritual aspect of my teachings, because we're going to come back to that in the teachings for today, because we're going to talk about the way that some people are drawn to that in my teachings and some people are not. So I'm going to use that as an example in the teachings later. So just to have that a little bit fresh in your mind. Okay, so we're going to begin with a kneeling vinyasa. And just to say that if you have knee issues where it's not possible for you to kneel, because maybe you might have something on your knee where it's hard for you to kneel. I've been thinking about modifications for this vinyasa, and you could maybe do it from standing. Actually, you can do it from standing. Just try and mimic the poses that I'm doing, kneeling, standing. So when we fold forward, you could go to a standing forward fold. You could also do it in a chair. You could do it sitting in a chair as well. So that would be the modification. So it's either standing or do this sitting in a chair, and then just do your best to mimic the poses that we're doing kneeling. Because if you have like a growth or a cyst or something on your knee, then this really isn't going to work well for you. Okay, so let's, this starts kneeling, and I am going to encourage you to have this folded blanket underneath you here so that you have that extra padding underneath your knees, because straight on the hardwood, on a hardwood floor, if you don't have carpeting at your home, is probably going to be too hard on your knees. And we're going to start with your hands at your heart center. Take a deep breath in through your nose. Let it fall out of your mouth. And we'll just take a few breaths here. Feeling your breath underneath your thumbs, underneath your breastbone. Also now feeling your breath dropping into your belly. And then feel your connection to the ground through your shins and the tops of your feet, sinking down into your sit bone. Feeling that slight lift through your breastbone and the sides of your body. But really sensing that connection to the ground before you begin to move. And then inhale here through your nose. Breathe out through your nose. Bring your arms forward and hinge forward through your hips. Fold forward into child's pose with your hands in prayer position in front of you. Breathe here. Inhale, hinge forward, back up through your hips, come back up to kneeling. Interlace your fingers, inhale, reach your arms straight up. Feel lengthening through your side body. Exhale, side bend to one side. Doesn't matter which side, we're going to be side bending to both sides. Inhale, center. Exhale, side bend to the other side. Inhale, center. Exhale, bring your hands to your heart center. Inhale. Exhale, round your back and tuck your chin. Inhale, come back to your heart center. Inhale, open your arms up behind you. Inhale, bring your hands back to your heart center prayer position. Inhale, you're going to lift up onto your knees. And then you're going to walk your left knee forward. And then bring your left arm forward and your right arm back. And then arc your right arm back to your right heel. You could use your block here. Actually, let me grab your block so I can show you. You can use a block here. And then inhale, arc up. Inhale, come forward, bring both arms up. Exhale, bring both arms to your heart center. Rotate and take your right elbow to the outside of your left knee. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, take your arms around behind you. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, take your hands to your heart center. And then take your left foot down. Feel both legs underneath you. Bring your right leg forward. Bring your right arm forward, your left arm back. And then you can take your left block by your left heel if you want. And then you'll arc your left arm back and your right arm forward. Arcing up. Bring your hands back to prayer position. Rotate and take your left elbow to the outside of your right knee. Come back to the center. Inhale, reach your arms up. Interlace your fingers behind you. Inhale, reach your arms up. Exhale, bring your hands to your heart center. And then you're going to bring your right knee back. And exhale, you're going to sit down. Inhale here. Exhale, reach your hands forward in prayer position, hinge forward. And then inhale, come back up. And exhale here. Inhale, you're going to come up onto all fours. Exhale, ground down through your hands. You can come onto fists or forearms if your wrists bother you here. You're going to exhale round and inhale arch, moving from your heart center. Exhale, round. Inhale, arch. Exhale, round. Inhale, arch. And one more like that. Exhale, round. Inhale, arch. And then walk to your left. Same thing. Exhale, round. Inhale, arch. Breathe out, round. Breathe in, arch. And then walk to the other side. And then come back to the center. Leave your right palm on the ground. Inhale, open your left arm up. Breathe out, reach it through without touching your shoulder to the ground. Inhale, open. Rotate. Breathe in, open. Breathe out, rotate. And then reach your left palm to the ground. We'll do that on the other side. Inhale, open. Breathe out, rotate. Breathe in, open. Breathe out, rotate. Breathe in, open. Breathe out, rotate. Breathe in, breathe out. Reach your hands to the ground and then come back. Bring your hands to the center at your heart center. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Fold forward. Reach your palms forward. Bowing forward. And then breathe in. Come up. And breathe out. Okay, so from here we're going to come to a comfortable seated position to receive the teachings for today. So I will get you to find your seat, your comfortable seat. That can be sitting on a meditation cushion or kneeling on a block or sitting on a chair. If you're tired today, you can sit against a wall. So whatever works best for you today. Okay, so you're going to sit in a way that allows you to be alert yet relaxed. In a way that allows you to receive teachings on compassion. Let's get you to take that hand position, the Anjali Mudra, so you can connect with your heart center here. Hands in prayer position, thumbs resting on your breastbone. You're going to sit so that your shoulders are over your hips, your ears are over your shoulders. Feel that slight lift through your breastbone. And then breathe down and into your belly. In and out through your nose. So this week in the Awakening to Your True Self series, we continue with the four Brahma Viharas. And these translate as the supreme states, our desired dwelling, our divine abiding, and our best home. They include loving kindness, which we focused on last week, compassion, which we're focusing on this week, and then joy and equanimity, which are in our weeks to come. The Brahma Viharas, or the four divine abodes, are the teachings on the way that we relate to ourselves and others. Sharon Salzberg, loving kindness, our metta meditation teacher, speaks of the four Brahma Viharas as our best home. She says, just like our home, we might not always be in these states all the time, but we feel our most authentic selves and most at ease when we are at home, when we are experiencing love, compassion, joy, and equanimity. So this week, we are focusing on the second Brahma Vihara, compassion. Compassion means opening ourselves to suffering. Sharon Salzberg says, in our culture, we view suffering as unacceptable. We tend to pretend that suffering is not there, both in ourselves and others, and we tend to also repackage it as something more palatable. So you can see this in our language. When we're having a problem, we call it a challenge. Or I'll give you another example. Right now here in BC, well, in our own hometown here in Victoria, there's something just like actually a couple of blocks from our house called Tent City. And this is a place that's causing a lot of discomfort for many residents in Victoria. It's a place that homeless people have created over the winter for them to create some shelter for themselves to live. And there are all sorts of committees and governing bodies that are trying to move them so that they're out of sight. And I think that it takes a lot of courage to actually open to the suffering, both of ourselves and others. And this tent city that exists in our town is a reminder of the suffering that's happening right in our own backyards. So when we open ourselves to the potential of suffering that compassion is offering, it's not only for the sake of suffering itself. When we open to our suffering with a heart of compassion, we have a tremendous opportunity to be deeply moved and develop a heart of compassion. So given the same experience of suffering, some will become bitter and angry. So like the example of Tent City, some people are angry about it, while some people will evolve and be filled with compassion. So here's another example. For example, some people, when they're stuck in a traffic jam, will be angry that they're delayed, while other people will feel compassion for those who have been injured or hurt in the accident that is causing the delay. So that's an example. So I'll give you another example from the wanderings in our hometown. This happened maybe a couple months ago. So one day, Tim and I were outside the library, and Tim was taking a picture of this really beautiful sculpture structure outside our library. It's a steel structure. Yeah. So I was watching Tim take photographs, and I was standing fairly close to a grocery cart filled with the belongings of a homeless person. And this man, a patron of the library, walked up to me, and he spent a great deal of time angrily talking to me about the contents of the, well, actually talking to me about the expense of stolen grocery carts for our city. So I did feel some compassion for the expense of stolen grocery carts for business owners, because I understand that each grocery cart is quite expensive for the grocery store owners. I listened to the man's anger and bitterness over something that really didn't affect him individually as a person. So when I saw the grocery cart, I saw an entire person's life possessions in one place, outside, exposed to all the elements, where anybody could take anything at any time. So there's a great deal of risk. And I truly felt what Sharon Salzberg would call the trembling of my heart in response to that suffering. So she would call that compassion. So compassion means opening ourselves to experience just as it is. Sharon Salzberg says that allows us to cut through the enchantment and the deception of society around us. Opening ourselves to our own experience, our own suffering, and our own feelings, sensations in our body, the quality of our mind creates a level of trust in ourselves and allows us to become whole again. So our experience is constantly changing, and that's why I chose to do vinyasa today, because it gives that allows us to connect with our constantly changing experience. Sometimes we will be well, and sometimes we will be unwell. Sometimes we'll be happy and sometimes we'll be sad. Sometimes we'll be angry. Sometimes we'll be joyful. When we can meet what is happening within us without rejecting or hating ourselves, then we are offering ourselves compassion. So for example, when I recognize my own fatigue in the middle of the day and give myself permission to take a nap instead of pushing through or covering it up with caffeine, I am recognizing my suffering with compassion and nurturing myself with great care. So we can have compassion for experience. We can know that no matter how heart-centered and skillful our intention, we will be met with both praise and blame, pleasure and pain, gain and loss, fame and disrepute. There's pretty much nothing we can do in this human experience to only receive praise and completely avoid blame, only receive pleasure and avoid pain, only receive gain and avoid loss, only receive fame and no disrepute. And through the heart of compassion, we can have tenderheartedness towards ourselves when we receive blame, loss, pain, and disrepute. So for example, in the testimonial you heard at the beginning, I received praise for the spiritual content of the teachings I offer through Namaste Yoga. Yet many times I receive blame for the same spiritual content of the teachings I offer. So your response to the teachings offered here are completely out of my control. Through compassion, I can trust, honor my intention, and let go. And I also felt a really great edge at offering examples here for this class on compassion, because it was like each person's suffering is valid. The suffering of the person who is suffering because of the grocery carts is valid. The suffering that I recognized in the person for having to put all their possessions in the grocery cart is valid. So I can see that there'll be reaction to that as well. So there'll be praise and blame for the way that I've chosen to teach this class as well. So that's, and then there'll be suffering from that. So it's just this, it is an endless chain. And as long as we can act with as much skill and intention as possible, then we can meet ourselves with compassion. So as I say, through compassion, both I and you can trust and honor our intentions and let go and know that there's very little we can do to control other people's reactions to things. And then also we can open with compassion to our own suffering when we get bogged down with the blame, with the lack of praise. I'm looking for my little list here. With the blame, with the loss, with the disrepute, and with the pain. And find home in our own caring, in our own compassion. So just reflect on how these teachings today relate to you, and reflect on your own life and examples in your own life. Because you will have examples that are much more relevant to you, I'm sure. And then when you feel ready, begin to form an intention for what you would like to receive from the rest of the class, how you can bring compassion to your own suffering and the suffering of others, whether that be the suffering of the suffering you experience for being in traffic every day, which is very real suffering, or whether that be for the suffering that you feel for you know, people that are experience harm from the results of the accidents that happen on the road. I think it is possible to hold space for both of them. So it was really hard to come up with examples for this class, because I think there, as we all experience suffering both within us and around us. And I think that is the heart of compassion too, to be able to hold space for it all, both ourselves and others. So once you've formed your intention, you can begin to wiggle and stretch out, and we will start to make our way up to standing. Okay, so we're going to do a standing vinyasa right now to be grounded and open in our hearts, so we can open to suffering that is just part of life, and also to be with the constant changes in life. So sometimes we're up, sometimes we're down. That's how life goes, and we'll experience that in the vinyasa too. So that's why I wanted to do this flow with this one. Okay, so you're going to stand here in Tadasana, lift and spread your toes, reach your legs long out of your pelvis, feel that lift in your breastbone, and you're going to inhale, take your arms up. Exhale, sit down into chair pose. Inhale, come up. Exhale, you're going to rotate into chair pose. Take your right elbow to the outside of your left knee. Inhale, up. Exhale, take your left elbow to the outside of your right knee. Inhale, back up to center, Tadasana. You're going to exhale, step your left foot back. We're going to stay in warrior one. Exhale. Inhale, reach your left hip back, your left arm back. Exhale. Inhale, come back to warrior one. Exhale. Step back up to Tadasana. Sit down into chair pose. Come back up to Tadasana. Rotate into revolved chair pose. Inhale, up center. Rotate into revolved chair pose. Inhale, up center. Exhale, you're going to step your right foot back for warrior one. Inhale and exhale here. Inhale, take your right hip back, your right arm back. Inhale and exhale here. Inhale, take your arms up and your right hip forward. Exhale. Breathe in and breathe out here. Inhale, step back up forward. Exhale. Breathe in. Breathe out, squat. Breathe in, stand up. Breathe out, rotate into the twist and squat. Breathe in, back up to standing, lifting your heart in Tadasana. Breathe out, rotate and squat. Breathe in, stand up, extended Tadasana. And then you're going to breathe out and come into a standing forward fold. Breathe in and out here. So you can have your palms on the ground here. You may want to place a block underneath your left palm. You're going to inhale and take your right leg up. Drop your left hip, rotate your right hip open, reach your right arm up. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, come back down to standing forward fold. Breathe in. Breathe out. Inhale, reach your left leg back and up. Open up your left hip. Lift your left arm up. Breathe in and out here. Breathe in. Breathe out, fold forward. Breathe in. And breathe out. Breathe in, you're going to slowly roll up to standing. Bring your hands to your heart center. Stand on your stand on your left leg. Hold on to your right foot. Inhale, reach your left arm up. Exhale, pull your left heel away from your buttocks. Inhale, lower that down. And bring your hands back to your heart center. Stand on your right foot. Bend your left leg. Hold on to your left foot. Inhale, reach your right arm up. Exhale, pull your left heel away from your buttocks. Breathe in and out here. Inhale, lower down. Exhale, bring your hands back to your heart center. Breathe in. Breathe out and roll forward down. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. And roll back up to standing. Bring your hands back to heart center. And breathe out. Okay, so from here we're going to come down, lie down on our mats, and we're going to use our bolster and our blocks. And we're going to open our heart of compassion with reclined bound angle pose, Supta Baddha Konasana. Okay, so adjust the blocks so that they fill the space under your knees. So see where your knees land and then just fill the block to that space. And then you're going to lie back on your bolster. The bolster, you want to place it about the bottom of your rib cage. But again, with that, you're going to probably make some small adjustments so that it feels good under your back. So that feels a bit too far down my back for me. It's a bit too big of an arch. And that feels better. Okay, so take a breath in. Let it fall out. Draw up through your pelvic floor. Draw your navel to your spine. Draw your knees together. You can roll to your side. Tuck your chin. And take that same bolster and place it underneath your knees here. And you're going to rest back for Shavasana. To allow yourself to receive and integrate your practice and the teachings from today. So you can stay here to settle back, to integrate, and I'm going to sit up and read you a small excerpt to close out today. So this is from Sharon Salzberg's book, Loving Kindness, The Revolutionary Art of Happiness. Sometimes we think that to develop an open heart, to be truly loving and compassionate, means that we need to be passive, to allow others to abuse us, to smile and let anyone do what they want with us. Yet this is not what is meant by compassion. Quite the contrary. Compassion is not at all weak. It is the strength that arises out of seeing the true nature of suffering in the world. Compassion allows us to bear witness to that suffering, whether it is in ourselves or others, without fear. It allows us to name injustice without hesitation and to act strongly with all the skill at our disposal. To develop this mind state of compassion is to learn to live, as the Buddha put it, with sympathy for all living beings, without exception. So gradually allow your breath to deepen. Begin to wiggle and stretch out. And then bend your knees. Roll to your right side and slowly make your way up to seated. We'll finish our practice with our mantra, Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu, making space with breath and a sigh. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. May all beings be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute in some way to the happiness and freedom for all. So first we gather the fruits of the actions, the labors of our practice into our own lives, and then we offer them out into the world. So thank you for joining us for episode number 315 of Namaste Yoga. If you like today's show, then press like, the thumbs up if you're on YouTube. And if you're on iTunes, then you can give us a 5-star review and rating. And if you're new to our channel, then subscribe to our channel. We put out a free show every Friday, and then it will show up in your feed. And I want to thank Leah, Eva, Pamela, and Joshua for your donations last week. It really helps us to be able to offer these shows freely to all of you all over the world. As I always say, this class is freely offered, but it's not free for us to produce, and we do appreciate your support immensely. You can also support us by leaving your comments below. And today's question for the comments is, how will you offer yourself compassion? And I wrote this year, I meant this week, but you could do it for the whole year. You could set your intention for the whole year as well. One way to access the power of compassion is through the practice of loving kindness. And we have a loving kindness meditation group in our meditation group, in our membership community. And we also have a loving kindness meditation retreat, a 3-day retreat in our membership community. So if you'd like to become a member, you can sign up here below for our membership. We'd love to welcome you into our community. And if you would like to receive my favorite phrases of loving kindness, I have one of them on my wall over here, then you can sign up at melissawest.com/315. And you will receive an infographic that you can download. You could stick it in your journal, you could put it on your fridge, and or you can put it on your altar or have it with you by your meditation cushion so that you can practice the phrases of loving kindness in your loving kindness meditation practice. So it's useful, I think, in a culture that where we're continually on screens, it's nice to have those things that you can print off and have that time away from screens too as well. So thank you for joining us for this episode of Namaste Yoga. I'm sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia. May your joy be as deep as our Pacific Ocean. May you be as strong as our mountains, and may you be as rooted as the trees in our forest. Om Shanti, Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.